Welcome to a new show we've started this week. Here's the Marketplace Index for Friday the 2nd. I'm David Brancaccio. Each day we're looking at what's driving today's markets and what this tells us about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Yeah, the down music. Dow is down 253 points today, a drop of 2.2%. It ended at 11,240, erasing the gains of the entire week. Among the Dow stocks, Bank of America was having an especially bad day, down 7.6%. After the Wall Street Journal reported the government has asked B of A to come up with emergency plans if its balance sheet deteriorates further. NASDAQ Composite down 2.6%, S&P 500 down 2.5%, the 10-year bond yield below 2%. There's a heart-stopping moment when a plane's airspeed slows to the point that lift under the wings vanishes. That's the stall speed, and the U.S. labor market in August seemed to be at that very spot. The Bureau of Labor Statistics said today payrolls did not grow at all. Healthcare jobs were up, but retail and manufacturing down. One small manufacturer who saw today's unemployment figure is Kelly Conklin, who owns Foley Weight Associates, a custom woodworking firm in New Jersey. He says he can't hire new people at a time when customers are also hearing the same economic headlines and are thinking long and hard before ordering cabinetry.
We're doing everything we can to control costs, including keeping our payroll as small as possible.
So you are pretty careful before you make that decision about bringing on a whole new position. Yeah, you're going to want to know that there's enough people who want to order what it is that you make before you do that.
Absolutely. It's always based on demand. It's always based on future demand. So if I see, looking ahead, instead of a political train wreck in a ridiculous argument over the debt ceiling, instead I see growing confidence, increased bid requests from my customers, an uptick in activity across the board, quicker decisions being made, that indicates optimism to me, and that's going to make it possible for me to then say, okay, we're going to need some help to get this work done.
He isn't bringing in new employees, but he is bringing one man back from a layoff. So like the Nationwide report today, Conklin's payroll will be net zero.
It just so happens that we've taken a couple of jobs very recently, and they're very small, but the accumulation of these four small projects put us in a position to bring our top finisher back.
What was his reaction when you called?
He's a very taciturn fellow, so he wasn't particularly demonstrative or the kind of guy who was going to call me every 15 minutes and say, do I still have a job? But he said, I was worried I didn't have a job anymore.
Kelly Conklin owns a woodworking company in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Business reporters today latched onto the fact that it's the first time since 1945 that the payroll figure came in at zero, no increase or decrease. But to be clear, the payroll figure falls all too often, the last time in September of last year. Now let's have a look at our index, a daily attempt, unscientific to be sure, to measure the true state of the economy via a real alternative indicator. We marked the index down today after spotting that lottery ticket sales are surging. USA Today checked the records of 41 state lotteries that ended their fiscal year in June. 28 of them sold more lotto tickets than last year. 17 of them set all-time sales records. The news that Americans have been moved to gamble more had us subtracting a point from our index. That and details of the Lotto report on our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.